You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dwayne Kuiper on the call and some lady screaming the entire game, sound courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area. My ears are bleeding still from that. Whether it was the Cleveland Guardians feed, whether it was the San Francisco Giants feed, whatever, NBC Sports. Like.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Can we bleed that noise out, the screaming?
I'm out.
Good God, Joe, as I look at you in that beautiful bright pink quarter zip jacket that you're wearing. Miami Vice, Joe Shasky in the building. Four straight losses now. Justin Verlander, first start in over a month. 4 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned runs, 6 Ks. He's got a walk, but it's an L for him. Another win for the Guardians as they take the series. Now the Giants will try to avoid the sweep tonight, or I should say today, with Logan Webb on the bump before a massive 3-game series, a revenge series, if you will, against the Boston Red Sox. Good morning, Joe. You look great. I love that color.
Thank you. It was a little Father's Day gift to myself. My niece said that she really liked it. And then, I took it up to the pro shop and picked it up.
Father's Day gift for myself.
Exactly.
Because all dads know you're never going to get what you really want on Father's Day.
I'd rather
you
just get
do it
myself
yourself.
Something.
Exactly.
And that's no knock on anyone else. It's just like I want to be able to get the right size and the right color and the right thing that I like. I don't know what to make of Verlander. I don't think he's as bad as what the results have been. I also don't think that he is anywhere close to the guy that he was 3, 4, or 5 years ago. He's probably somewhere in between. He did just miss an entire month and a half.
Sure.
Coming back from a pec strain or whatever. And the first inning when Jose Ramirez hits that base hit and knocks in a run, that is one of the things that I think has been missing from the Giants throughout this stretch is an early knock of a run in with a guy in scoring position. Yeah. They're 1 of 19 with runners in scoring position the last 2 games, and it just feels like they can't scratch across those early runs and they're playing catch up. I'm not ready to say that Verlander's cooked. I'm not ready to say that he's completely done. I think that's a little too premature, but I'm definitely not optimistic as I was early on. Now, his last few starts before going on the IL, he did have an under 3 ERA. He was pitching better. He didn't have the results he was looking for because the offense simultaneously was scuffling. But in the inning where he got roughed up, you know, the defense lets a guy on base with an error right off the rip. And if Fitz isn't going to hit and not play great defense, we got a problem there.
I mean, we were talking about that for how long with Willy Adames, but we knew Willie's sticking around because why? He got paid $182 million. So he's a made man when it comes to that shortstop position. God love you, Tyler Fitzgerald. You are not a made man by any stretch. You had a great little coming out party last season when he looked like Barry freaking Bonds hitting all those home runs. But since then, you basically looked like a rookie. And the league adjusts very quickly and is unforgiving.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's Logan Allen. I don't care if it's Yamamoto, if it's Scooble. They have the scouting report on you, and they're going to attack you. And they're going to attack your weaknesses yesterday. And 1-for-19 with runners in scoring position, Joe, is not good enough in the last 2 days. It's just not.
Well, and neither is, you know, you're talking about execution on multiple levels. You know, playing great defense is mandatory for this team to win, right? It just is. When you're not going to have the offensive proficiency that you absolutely need. Well, thank you, Carter.
Wow, look at that. You get a delivery at 6:11 a.m.
Is there a straw to go along with that?
Oh, we don't do straws anymore in the Bay Area.
Shout sea turtles.
Yeah, you get like shaved tree trunks they try to put in there, and they dissolve in 2 seconds. That's what they do.
Yeah, now. It's stupid. But that being said, Carter brought me a Pete's Coffee, which is great. Thank you so much, buddy. Yeah. You can't groove a fastball 0-2 with runners on. And he alluded to it basically in the postgame presser, saying like it was just a flat, bad pitch, and I can't do that. And that's part of being rusty. But, I mean, whether it's Kyle Harrison a couple of weeks ago, whether it's Justin Verlander now, or a guy in between, you can't do that right now with this Giants team. And they're not generating offense, and we're not going to lose our minds about Devers. He looks almost over-the-top aggressive, and he's trying to – you know, he's really trying to get it all back in one swing, and I think he needs to be patient, jumping on things late in the game. And there were multiple opportunities that they had late, but not enough.
No.
There's just not enough right now of offense. Jung-Hoo Lee, I think, is they're all over the place with him.
Yeah.
And I've kind of come to the conclusion with Jung-Hoo Lee that they're just going to have to put him in a spot. I don't know what it is. He's not a prototype leadoff hitter because he does swing a little too much. I don't know what they need to do with him right now, but bouncing him around from the top to the bottom of the order, I just pick a spot and ride it out.
I was going to say, just a week ago, we were talking about, wow, you got Lee there, you got Willy Adames batting second, you know, you got whoever it was at the time, Ramos, Flores, but now you got Devers, and all of a sudden you've lost 4 in a row, 2 with Rafael Devers, and all that goodwill that you've built up, it hasn't totally gone away, or maybe it has for some Giants fans. You know, it is gone, because it's nice. It feels good when you got Rafael Devers and you made a big splash and, you know, you're right there and you're still in the mix. And listen, the sky's not falling yet. You hit a little skid. You just had a big winning streak and now you've fallen back down to earth just a little bit. It's a game of runs. It's a game of, you know, wins and losses and streaks and what that, this, that, or the other. But yeah, you got to win a freaking game here, especially against the Red Sox, who have been playing well for the most part as of late. You cannot get swept today, especially with Logan Webb. I'm looking at Logan Webb today to pick up where he left off against the Dodgers last week, which is an incredible start against their ace, Yamamoto, this season. So Logan Webb looking to stop the skid today. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We got Will Fleming joining us today at 8:00, Joe. And you know Will, brother of one Dave Fleming, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, obviously Giants broadcaster, and Will Fleming is one of the voices for the Red Sox radio network, and as Dave told us earlier in the week, he does have a relationship with one Rafael Devers, because Will, as we all learned, is bilingual and fluent in Spanish, so he's chopped it up with Rafi. We want to get to know Rafi the person as well, because I do think there's been a lot made about, and we're going to kind of put a bow on, you know, the whole Red Sox perspective, if you will, in the fallout there. I think we did a lot of that yesterday. We had Johnny Damon on. Great interview there. But just kind of get to know Devers, the person, and the personality that he is, because he does play with a smile on his face. He does. He seems like a happy-go-lucky guy. But is he a quote-unquote loner? Is he a guy that is going to be that face of a franchise going forward? We'll talk to Will about that at 8 o'clock.
You know, the other sports, you can fall victim to trying too hard. Like Fred Warner discussed this with the Niners, where he signed this big deal, and he went out and he was over-pursuing, right? Like just all over the place. And I think that he was doing way too much in general on the field. But at the end of the day, I do believe the NFL is more of a try-hard sport, meaning the harder you try, the better the results.
Sorry, what was the name again?
Fred Warner.
Fred Warner, thank you.
I was saying that he was trying a little too hard. He was overdoing it to justify the contract. But I think in general, in the NFL, like do your job, but try hard. Like you get knocked to the ground, get back up, hustle, pursue on a play, gang tackle. You know, I think relentless pursuit on defense is definitely something. On offense, like run every route as hard as you can, you know, if it requires it based on the play. I think that's the thing that Deebo Samuel kind of fell victim to, is not running out things and not even looking like a decoy.
Still in practice in Washington, I guess, too.
Basketball defense is very largely effort-based. Rebounding is effort-based, meaning if you try hard, you can get rebounds. Baseball's different. And the reason why I bring this up is that I do believe that sometimes – you sign a big contract like Willy Adames. You land in a new spot like Rafael Devers. And the harder you try to make things happen, the worse the results. And you see this with pitchers at times. Like, I'm going to throw it as hard as I can or whatever. There's a happy medium. And I call it the hammer and the nail theory. This is my baseball coaching theory here when it comes to these things. When you're swinging a hammer, if you swing it at max effort, are you really going to hit that nail on the head perfectly every single time?
No,
you're probably going to be erratic all over that nail, and you might end up getting your finger, and you're not going to flush that nail right through the wood
unless you're Thor and your hammer covers the entire surface area,
or you've been doing it for 25 years
skilled, and skilled
you're a
laborer.
Carpenter that can do it with their eyes closed.
Shout out Joseph,
right? And so I look at baseball, there's like, and golf is this way as well with the golf swing, there's a happy medium swing. And there's a happy medium effort level, you know, and it's almost like in that 75 to 85%. And when you're swinging smooth, you're actually still swinging fast,
right,
and you're getting results.
Right.
And I think I see Rafael Devers right now as a guy at the plate where, and you saw it in late inning, I mean, he's going up against a funky lefty.
Yeah.
That lefty is funky, the guy in the eighth inning. And he's swinging out of his shoes.
The heron.
First pitch, you know, and maybe like, hey, that guy's so funky. First pitch, I see fastball. I'm going for it. I want the guy to settle in, relax. You don't need to get and justify this entire contract and the entire trade in one swing.
No.
And I think that up and down the lineup, I feel like there are a lot of guys that are kind of pressing right now. You know, Tyler Fitzgerald's kind of pressing right now. I think Yaz is actually swinging a pretty good bat. I think Bailey was great to see him back in the lineup. I mean, he's obviously hot after having a little stint. Adames is seeing the ball much better. Ramos is kind of scuffling right now. I don't think that his at-bats have been great, although he had obviously the big swing yesterday. But I just think in general, you know, his at-bats haven't been great. Wilmer looks tired to me right now. And then Devers, and it looks like he's trying really, really hard. And I want to see the young man just relax. You know, 1 week, one at-bat, it's not going to make a contract. We're here for the long haul. Just settle in, you know, grind these at-bats. It's okay. You're not going to get it all back in one swing. I don't know. It's baseball. I do believe that you see this with these big money guys. They stand up in a new spot, and they want that immediate gratification, and it's difficult.
It might take some time. Hell, we're seeing with Willy Adames right now for the last few months.
Yes.
Batting 207.
Yes.
Not good enough. But again, it's an entirely, the guy used to play in a dome, whether it was with the Rays or with the Brewers. He only knew dome home games. Yeah, he played on the road outside a bunch, but listen, when you're playing on the East Coast, you're playing in a lot of domes, and it's different than playing on the West Coast with this marine layer, and it's chilly at night. It's different here. It just is.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.